Today, I will share two pieces of advice to make it easier to understand native speakers and to talk to them. My name is Azarin. I am the owner of the Calgary Language Nerds. My team and I, we teach a whole bunch of different languages. If you want to work with myself or anybody on my team, visit my website. You'll find the link to my website in the episode description box for today's podcast. So as I said, today I'd like to share two pieces of advice to make understanding native speakers easier and to make it easier to speak in another language. The first piece of advice is to prepare for when you don't understand. Prepare. What will you do when you don't understand what someone says? A lot of language learners don't have a plan. They don't know what they will do if they're talking to someone and they don't understand. Let me give you some things that I've done that work really well for me. My go-to strategy is to say pardon or some other word or phrase that gets the other person to repeat themselves. So in Spanish, for example, I've often said ¿cómo? ¿Cómo? Something like that. Or something, I have a couple of others, but something that makes the person repeat what they say. It's always easier to understand when you can hear a sentence more than once. So if the other person says a sentence that you didn't hear the first time, and they say it a second or third time, you have a higher likelihood of understanding the second or third time compared to the first time. Another strategy that I like to use is asking, what does something mean? So if the native speaker uses a word and I don't know what that word means, I'll ask them, what does that mean? Sometimes they'll tell me an English translation if they know. Sometimes they just describe it or explain it. Another alternative is to say, oh, I'm really sorry. I don't know what this word means. So the native speaker said a word I didn't really understand. And I can say, oh, I don't know what that means. And then they might help me try to translate it or understand what it means. I've done this plenty of times. Another strategy I like is to ask the other person to speak slower. This is hit and miss. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The fourth one is to ask the other person to spell a word that I don't really understand or to write it out for me. Once I get the spelling of the word, I'll then check on the spot in a translator to see what that word or phrase means. The last strategy I often use is to confirm understanding. I'll say something like, if I'm understanding you correctly, you're trying to say this, right? And that way I can confirm that I'm following what they're saying. These are five strategies I use for understanding people in the real world. When it comes to online, if I'm watching a video, listening to a podcast, usually I'll just listen multiple times. That's the number one strategy I use. I listen to the same piece of content multiple times, and I will use a translator. I'll look up words I don't know. I'll use the subtitles if I need to. It's a lot more straightforward online, I find. So as a summary, when you don't the first piece of advice today is to make sure you have a plan of what you're going to do when you don't understand what someone says. The second piece of advice is have a plan of what to do when you don't know what to say. You freeze up. You think, I don't know what to say next. Have a plan for that. Some things I do. I like to use filler words to buy time. I will learn filler words in the language that I'm learning, and I will use them to buy time. I might say something like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm still learning Mandarin. And sometimes I draw a blank, or sometimes I get nervous and don't know what to say. I use that sentence as a way to buy time. Or sometimes I'll say, I don't know how to say this word. I don't know how to say this in Mandarin. Do you know the word for this? And I'll say the English word. Do you know the word for a container in Mandarin? And I'll ask them. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So another strategy I use is I pull out a translator as needed mid-conversation on my phone. And I look words up on my phone. Sometimes, I use words and phrases to indicate that I'm understanding or following what the other person says. That way, if I don't know what to say, I can just use those words. I might say, oh, okay, wow. I see. Interesting. Really? Oh my goodness. Whatever they say. And the last strategy I personally use all the time is to ask a question. It's usually an easy way to find something to say. I don't know what to say. I'm stuck. Ask a question. Ask them something. Who, what, where, when, why, or how question. Okay. In my experience, when I've done this, when I have a plan for what I'll do when I don't know what to say, and I have a plan for what I'll do when I don't understand, when I make sure I have a plan for that in advance, it makes it infinitely easier to understand people, infinitely easier to actually speak. And then I actually feel, as a result, I feel far less anxious and far less nervous because I'm coming in prepared. I hope you found this useful. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to visit my website. It's azrenthelanguagenerd.com/contact. That's azrenthelanguagenerd.com/contact. And you're more than welcome to ask me any questions you have there. The link to that website is in the episode description box for today. Have a great day. We'll chat later. Bye-bye.